We literally, on a daily basis, have hundreds and hundreds of furlough cases filed, with folks dropping off stacks of paper in each office or using our electronic file system. But these are just numbers, so let me see if I can put these numbers into some sort of context for you. Generally, the regions process between 6,000 to 7,000 cases every year, and that covers a wide variety of issues. Here, we have probably 3,000 cases in the pipeline on one particular issue, which is half of what they process every year, and all 3,000 of those cases have been filed within the last 10 days or so.
Wow. Okay, because I was going to ask you about the pace. So they're really coming fast and furious now. Can you tell me anything about them as a group, the types of people, employees who are filing them, the types of agencies they work for, anything like that?
Let me help you out there. We are starting to see some patterns. There are a vast majority of cases coming from the Department of Defense. And as we all know, DOD is not just one agency, but it's components and agencies within agencies. So that's a huge number. In addition to that, we have cases from the IRS, we have the FAA, we have HUD and EAP, just to name a few.
So this was something that you at the Merit Systems Protection Board suspected was going to come at some point this summer. Tell me how you've prepared for this.
The preparation is ongoing. We are looking at how we can group these cases, and we can't really group them until we start seeing them. And again, they're still in the regional and field offices. And so now it's a reaction to what we're seeing. We do have our support staff working overtime to keep up with the influx of appeals.
So when an appeal is filed, tell me a little bit about what the employee who files it can expect. Where does it go next, and when does it eventually get to headquarters, if at all?
Well, generally speaking, an employee has an appeal if they've been furloughed for 30 consecutive calendar days or less, or 22 non-consecutive work days if it occurs within a year. Once filed, the employee is essentially entitled to a hearing, and the burden at that point shifts to the agency to prove that this action, this furlough, promoted the efficiency of service. In other words, it's not any different than any other standard where we evaluate an adverse action. Once the employee is entitled to a hearing, gets the hearing, gets his decision, he or she can decide to petition for review before the whole board.
And your staff is going back to agencies then and trying to dig into the facts of the furlough case and to make sure that it's done according to merit principles.
It's not really digging. It's part of the hearing process. And there is the initial filing, there is an acknowledgement order, there's a scheduling for hearing, if they choose to have a hearing, where evidence is presented, and testimony and affidavits. No different than any other type of hearing.
I know that on average, you guys take, about 3 months to hear an appeal out from start to finish. With these cases, will it be about the same time frame?
We don't know yet, because of the volume. If you look at our past history, our processing times, at least last year, in the regional and field offices was about 94 days per case. Now, it could still be 94 days with these cases, or depending on the facts, depending on the parties, it could be much longer. We don't know yet.
How is the Merit Systems Protection Board managing these cases?
Well, one option, of course, is consolidation, which is what we did back in the early 80s with the air traffic control strike, when we processed tens of thousands of cases within about a two-year period. And consolidation can work by facility. It can work by deciding official and certainly by the types of claims raised by appellants. Now, right now, the regions are seeking to consolidate within each region just to keep up with the influx of appeals coming in. Having said that, consolidation may not be appropriate in every case. And so far, as of this date, there is no nationwide consolidation yet.
And with regard to consolidation, does the person who is appealing to you, does that matter at all to them in terms of how their case proceeds or how fast it proceeds?
I would think it would matter to them. The better answer to that question would probably come from the appellants or the parties.
But it means that possibly if it's consolidated, then it's treated as a group, and therefore they could get an answer more quickly.
I don't know if they get an answer more quickly. The cases would still all be individual in nature, but if there are similar types of legal issues or factual scenarios, then the opportunity for consolidation may present itself.
We're speaking with Susan Sway Grunman. She's chairman of the Merit Systems Protection Board. Have any appeals been successful so far?
Well, Only one that we know of, and that is an initial decision by an administrative judge, which is non-precedential in nature, and it's limited to the facts and circumstances of that case. And there, yes, you're correct, the AJ did affirm the agency's action to furlough.
Oh, okay. So they went along with the agency saying that it had done right by merit standards.
Not merit standards so much, but the agency proved its case. And the case, the decision really speaks for itself.
Okay. I know that some unions, and there have been reports in media that are employees are being encouraged to appeal automatically to the Merit Systems Protection Board. Given this onslaught of cases, are you doing any outreach to employees or to unions to tell them what they should be doing as they prepare cases?
Well, as you know, Emily, we routinely do outreach to anybody who asks. And that outreach covers all the areas of the board's jurisprudence. Now, recently, not surprisingly, we've been getting a number of questions on furloughs, which is why we posted our Q&As on our website. But in terms of folks asking us to do specific outreach on furloughs, that has not happened. And I'm not sure that will occur, given the fact that everybody's in litigation right now.
Sure. And we should say that we're going to post a link to that Q&A page with this interview so people can go there to look at the answers that you've been providing. Now, this could take you guys several months to do. What's the scenario going forward into the next fiscal year, given that some departments like the Defense Department are warning that sequestration could become the norm? There could be more furloughs to come?
Well, and if you have a crystal ball, you can answer that question for us, because as you say, this could be the new norm. I mean, what if agencies have to face sequester again next year? Will there be more furloughs? Are we going to have the same type of facts? We don't know yet. It could be the new normal. You're right.
And you've been on our show before talking about possible furloughs, even at the Merit Systems Protection Board. I understand that you've been able to avoid them. How have you made adjustments?
We are so thankful that we did not have to furlough our own. But that, again, could be part of that new normal for us, because as the next quarter appears, it could be that we have to furlough. And we're back into that bind that we talked about before, which is furlough appeals are filed here and potential furloughs could occur within MSPB if things don't change.
And you said that some employees are working overtime now.
Right.
Do you have enough resources to sustain that, assuming that these furlough appeals continue in the way that they have for the past 10 days?
We will have to.
Where's the money coming from to do that?
It's coming from our budget, and we have to make accommodations when necessary to keep the mission going, keep the case flow going.
And with regards to the next fiscal year, are you trying to build into your budget the assumption that you will have to do things like this? Are you able to?
I think that we've naturally tried to build it in. Whether we receive the amount we ask for or not is anyone's guess.